Edison solved the first problem by using parallel circuits. These circuits did not touch, and they were the same distance apart. This meant that if one light bulb went out, the other bulbs still stayed on. Edison tried to solve the second problem by looking for new materials for the wire. He tried metal, wood, cotton, and hair from a coconut shell. Lewis Latimer, a scientist who worked with Edison, solved the problem. He used carbon. Edison solved the third problem by setting up a glass-blowing factory. The factory made light bulbs. In 1879, Edison made the first light bulb that worked for a long time. His light bulb was lit for 13 hours. By December 1879, Edison lit up his lab and home with light bulbs. Caption: Edison used parallel circuits to keep electricity flowing if one bulb went out. Caption: Compare Edison's light bulb, left, with a modern light bulb, right. How are they the same? How are they different? How could Edison bring this electric power to many people? He solved this problem by building an electric generator. Then Edison built an electric power station in New York City. He called the power station the Edison Electric Illuminating Company. On September 4, 1882, a worker turned on a switch. Suddenly, 85 people had electric power in their homes. Edison made electric lighting possible for homes, offices, and streets. "I have accomplished all that I promised," Edison told reporters.